The topic of time in Alaska has always been complicated. The state's vast size has made the pros and cons of daylight saving time and time zones inconsistent.
Because Alaska is so diverse in terms of the number of, the breadth of its longitude, there's no way that everybody can be happy.
Frank Norris is a historian with the National Park Service. He lived in Alaska for over 20 years and studies the state's tumultuous history with time zones. Norris says communities had set their own time zones in the pioneer days. It wasn't until the gold rushes at the turn of the century that the U.S. Army set the territory's first singular time zone. Residents were reluctant to observe it, but the U.S. Congress mandated it and daylight saving time in 1918 to conserve energy for the war effort.
Alaskans have always been an independent bunch, and they haven't over history necessarily thought of themselves as Alaskans first. And so because of that, they've had differing notions about what time zone they want to be on.
Folks in Yakutat wanted to be on Yukon time, while Southeast residents preferred being aligned with Seattle. It was a conflict that divided Alaska in the decades following World War II. This lack of unity prompted then-Juneau Mayor Bill Overstreet to act. Through an assembly resolution, he requested the U.S. Department of Transportation to move the capital city off Pacific Standard Time. The feds granted the change to Yukon time, and Juneau fell out of sync with the rest of Southeast. Juneau residents were not pleased. The time zone issue drove Rich Poor to run for assembly in the 1980s.
Basically, Juneau was kind of sandwiched in between Anchorage on one side and the rest of Southeast Alaska on the other side, and we were kind of in no man's land for our time zone, and we're kind of in sync with nobody.
Poor says Overstreet's time change spurred a local political uprising and a recall attempt of the mayor and four assembly members.
And that caused such a commotion that the DOT came back, held more hearings, and moved Juneau back to Pacific time.
The city would not stay in this time zone for long. Then Governor Bill Sheffield sought to eliminate the two-hour gap between Southeast and the Rail Belt by setting one statewide time zone. The legislature passed Sheffield's proposal, and Alaska Standard Time went into effect in 1983. The state has been on the same system since and continues to observe daylight saving time. The legislature has introduced multiple bills attempting to exempt the practice, but none have succeeded.
So for the people of Alaska, because our days are already either very limited in light or very extensive in light, the switch to extend time really doesn't work for us.
Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon says she learned her lesson when her first daylight saving time bill failed 6 years ago. She says eliminating daylight saving time is difficult without addressing the effect on the state's singular time zone. That's why she added a provision to SB 6, requiring Governor Bill Walker to petition the federal government to consider moving the state's time zone.
It was our original intent that we wanted to spring forward and stay on daylight saving time. And to do that, that would, from a time zone interpretation, that means that we would go to Pacific and stay there.
McKinnon says her latest legislation honors the sacrifice Southeast residents made when switching off Pacific time. Regardless of what the federal government determines, SB 6 would still exempt the state from practicing daylight saving time. McKinnon says studies correlating daylight saving time with increased rates of heart attacks and suicides prompted her decision to introduce the bill.
The erratic nature of moving forward or falling back is at least starting to prove out scientifically and statistically that there is some kind of relationship between the two.
Numerous local businesses testified in opposition to SB 6 before the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday. Stuart Cohen, owner of the clothing store Invisible World, says a loss of evening daylight could inhibit tourists from getting off cruise ships to shop. Anchorage resident Lynn Willis testified in support of the legislation, yet he objects to the added amendment because of the delayed sunrise Central Alaska would experience if moved to Pacific time. That's to be expected, says National Park Service historian Frank Norris.
I think that those tensions will continue to exist just because Alaska is such a large place. It's such a diverse place, and because people have differing needs on what they want to see from their time zones.
Norris says as the state continues to develop and expand, the daylight debate will not be setting anytime soon. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.